Desire your prayers tonight that the Spirit of the Lord would meet with us. We're very dependent and needy of the presence of the Holy Spirit tonight. Written on the board, disconnect. Have you ever been disconnected? Drop call? Disconnected in relationships? Disconnected with God? Something interferes in the contact that you had. The Lord is interested in connection with each and every one of you tonight. I remember, as you do, you know the Bible. Remember when Peter saw Jesus walking on the water towards him? And he said, Lord, he said, if that be you, he said, let me come to where you are. And Jesus told Peter, he said, come on. So in faith now, Peter stepped out of the boat while the others stayed in the boat. Peter was the one that made himself vulnerable to get out of the boat. But he got out according to thy word, Lord, and he stepped out and he began to walk on the water. That was a miracle experience. It was a divine experience that Peter had, being able to walk on the water. But keep in mind, where were his eyes? They were on Jesus, weren't they? He was connected. He had his eyes on the Savior, and he was able to do... Now, here we go again. He was able to do what he could not do for himself because he was connected. But then he began to look around at the circumstances, and he began to look at the waves around him, and he got disconnected. He got disconnected from God. And when he did that, he began to sink. And we can sit back tonight in our very comfortable pews, and we can say, how could Peter have done that? I have been where Peter was. Have you? Lord, I'm here because you called me here. But now I'm in a place that I'm feeling disconnected from God. And I'm feeling very lonely. Do you know it's lonely when you don't feel connected? And we're going to revisit this. But saints, I have sat right over there by my wife, right in a meeting like this, and I have felt disconnected. Am I the only one? This is where we live tonight. I hope that's all right. But I stayed full of the Holy Spirit and I started feeling disconnected. And when you begin to feel disconnected, you start to feel lonely. You start to feel by yourself. But when you are disconnected, you are in a vulnerable place. Tonight, if you feel disconnected, you're in a vulnerable place. But yet, when Peter, he realized he was starting to sink, it said he cried out to Jesus. And you remember what the Scripture says? It said immediately. In other words, without wasting any time, Jesus stretched out his hand and he reconnected with Peter. He reconnected in a way that Peter had not been connected before. You see, before it was visual contact. But now Peter got in a place, he was vulnerable, he was looking around, and yes, he was starting to lose some of his faith. But yet, when he cried out to the Lord, it said immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and he lifted him up. Tonight, the Lord is interested in connecting with each and every one of you tonight. But it is a place when we start to feel disconnected, I'll tell you, you can be connected with God, but it's dangerous when you start feeling disconnected from God's people. It's a dangerous place. It doesn't mean you sinned. It doesn't mean you backslidden. But I want to say you are vulnerable much more to the snares and the temptations and the influences of the enemy when you begin to feel isolated from the people of God. God has put His people here that we could be a mutual support in the faith and in the Spirit to each other. And when we get in a place that we get our eyes off the Lord and we make... Do you know there are people that are disconnected here tonight?
And we can't tell. I can't tell just by looking at you.
But this reality that we feel lonely and we don't feel plugged in. See, we're disconnected. It's a dangerous place to be tonight. But if you feel disconnected, I want you to know that the Lord really cares about you tonight. Someone gave my wife and I a card today, and if you're here, thank you. It was anonymous. I want to read to you what it said. One of the nicest things in the world is knowing someone cares. If it helps to know someone cares, I do. Now, I don't know who I is. Do you know tonight we can get in places in life that we start feeling disconnected? The Lord gave me this to say tonight. I want you to know that God really cares about where you are tonight. And if you are feeling disconnected in your spirit, you can be right here among God's people. But yet, you know inside you're feeling disconnected. I want you to know there is one that cares, son. And actually, there's more than just one. Because I care about you, that makes two. And you know what? You have a lot of brothers and sisters here tonight that really do care about you. And sometimes, we don't always know who's feeling disconnected. And sometimes when we do, and you wonder, why hasn't someone called me? Sometimes people don't know how to express their care. And we really do love you. And we really do care about you. And sometimes maybe we fall a little bit short in expressing our love like we should. And I want you to know tonight that if you feel disconnected, God's people really do care. They really do love you. But most of all, there is a Savior. There is a friend. There is someone who died because He wanted so much to connect with where you are tonight. And He wants to reach out His hand. If you're struggling, you may be saved. But you know, when we're saved, we struggle sometimes. And the Lord is there tonight willing to reach out His hand. And He wants to take you by the hand. And He wants to connect with you. He wants you to be able to go tonight feeling connected and plugged in with the Lord. Because God is interested that you make it tonight. And so if it helps you to know that someone cares about you, someone does. Luke in the 19th chapter in the 10th verse. The Scripture says the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. That's why Jesus came tonight. Jesus came to seek. In other words, the Lord, if you are disconnected, and here's the danger. When the Lord first started giving me this message, the title was lost. I'll just tell you, that's how the Lord was. Over and over for days, the Lord kept bringing that lost. It's like, Lord, where is this going? And the danger of lost is we always put it on the unsaved. This message is to the unsaved, but it's to all of us tonight. The Lord Jesus came to look, to seek after, to pursue those that are lost. Yes, those that are lost in sin. But He came to seek those that are disconnected tonight. He came to those that are feeling some discontentment in their spirit. He's coming tonight to those that are disillusioned. To those that have been caught up maybe in personal failure. To those of you tonight that have been hurt by some of the saints. To those of you tonight that feel like that my pastor and the ministry didn't do me right. The Lord is looking and He's wanting to seek after you tonight because He wants you to make it this evening. And the Lord wants you to be connected with Him because He wants you to make it tonight. And there have been times, and I won't take your time to tell all of them, and I wouldn't want to anyway.
But I could just look in my life, so many places in my life, that I began to get desperate saying, Lord, I need some help. Because I'm starting to feel some disconnection somewhere. And sometimes it was with my brother. And sometimes I might have felt lonely. And you start feeling some distance with God's people. And sometimes there may be some personal struggles. And you said, Lord, you know my heart, but I'm struggling. And the Lord reached out His hand and He reconnected in a way that I was able to get up and go with courage and strength, fortified in my spirit. Folks, tonight it's a dangerous thing to be disconnected. But if you will open up your heart tonight and reconnect, it doesn't mean you're not saved. It doesn't mean you backslid, but it means there may be some areas in my life that, Lord, I need You to reach out and touch me. I need You to take hold of my hand and renew and restore and reinvigorate me. Reinvigorate, folks, the Lord came to seek after you tonight. He came to save. He came to renew. He came to heal. He came to bind up. That's why Jesus came. See, the definition of lost in the Greek, it's twofold. There's two parts to the word lost. The first part is separation. Say, well, I lost my keys. In other words, my keys and I are separated. We're away from each other. It means a departure. But in addition to that, it also, coupled with that, it's coupled with the Greek word that means ruin or destroyed, to lose. So when the Bible in these passages, and we're going to look at a couple of them, when it talks about He came to seek and to save those which were lost, He's saying there's some separation, but it's also coupled with ruin. Do you know that we can be on the road to being lost and not necessarily be lost at that moment? In other words, I'm starting to head the wrong direction. I'm not talking about having sin, but we can get on some detours and on some roads sometimes that the Lord comes along and says, you're disconnected. In other words, you're on the wrong road, and if you keep going down that road, it will end up in your soul being eternally lost. But folks, tonight, none of us, do you realize that none of us are eternally lost tonight? Isn't that encouraging? All of your loved ones that you've been carrying burdens for, they are not eternally lost tonight if they still have life. Because Jesus came to turn them around. He came to do something in their lives to get them on the right road. He came to seek after them. But sometimes even sitting right in the congregation, we can start, maybe we're not lost, but Lord, I'm feeling some disconnection. Do you remember when Jesus was sitting, and you can read the account in the 15th chapter of Luke. But He was sitting with the publicans and the sinners. And the Pharisees and the scribes, they beheld that and they said, this man receives sinners. And He eateth with them. And Jesus turned and He spoke a parable. I want to read that parable to you. Luke 15, verse 4. He said, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost until he findeth it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost. I found that sheep that was separated from me. And I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Folks, tonight the Lord is interested. Yes, He's interested in all of us, but He is interested in the one that's lost tonight. But let's bring it a little closer. He's also interested in the one that's disconnected. Because if you stay disconnected for too long, it will lead to being lost. And so the Lord does not want us tonight to wait until we're lost.
but He wants to reconnect with us. Jesus wants you to be secure in your experience with Him tonight.
Yes.
The devil is trying to disrupt people's spiritual equilibrium. And if we are not connected with God tonight, it doesn't take long before we're going to start having trouble.
That's so.
We can be lost right among our friends and family. We can be disconnected. Have you ever been with a group of people? And I know I gave the illustration of being here in the congregation. You know, you can tune me out tonight. You can let your mind go somewhere else. You can sleep and you can draw. You can just think about other things. And you can disconnect from the Word tonight. But you know, you can disconnect with family get-togethers. Have you ever felt disconnected? And it was almost like it was them instead of us. Do you know it's dangerous tonight? This ought to be one of the signals of disconnection when you start talking about God's people as them. Tonight, if you talk about what they're doing instead of what we're doing, or you say that's their problem instead of saying, you know what, we have some needs, we need the Lord to help us, that's a sign of disconnection. It's a dangerous place to be tonight. We need each other tonight, saints. We need each other desperately. I can testify to the love of God's people. God's people are good people. But you know what happens when people start to feel disconnected? They start focusing on individual weaknesses. They start criticizing personalities among God's people. I have not yet found a people that have more truth and more love than what I have found right here among you saints. I haven't found it. God's people are good people. There have been times I've been in trouble and God's people have flocked to my rescue. Times when I was on my deathbed, and you carried a burden. Do you know that God's people will do that for you? If you need help tonight, all you have to do is ask. But more importantly, and it's important, the connection that we have with each other tonight. But more important is the connection that you have with God tonight. And I want you to know that God has not cut you off. In this dispensation, He's out looking for you. And if you feel lost tonight, the Lord's interested in you. If you're disconnected, someone told me a while back of someone that was disconnected. The person testified, they said nobody called. I'm sorry. Because those were some of the people that were my spiritual heroes when I was a little boy. It's important that we learn to express our love for each other tonight. I need you tonight. And I hope you can find a place in your heart to need me. But we need each other, saints. Let's stay connected. And sometimes if you feel like nobody has called, maybe it's time you pick up the phone. Maybe it's time you call on someone and say, brother, I'm in a battle and I need some help. There are people that will help you. But again, more importantly, do as Peter did. If you feel tonight that you've lost that connection with God, it's time just to say, Lord, this is where I need some help. And folks, the Lord will reach out to you. The Lord will stretch out His arm and He'll fortify you in your spirit tonight. He can fortify the critical attitude. Do you know that's what happens if you stay disconnected? Because now it's them. And again, this is where people start getting a critical attitude. And it's because they've been disconnected.
And so then I'm not part anymore. And so they start nitpicking, and the enemy is right there to satisfy every critical spirit. You come to service with a critical spirit, the devil will find that you have something to be critical about. Doesn't matter who preaches, it doesn't matter who sings, it doesn't matter who prays, you can find something to be critical about. You cannot satisfy a critical spirit, folks, because the problem isn't everybody else. A critical spirit is an issue of something going on in my own life. But there's an answer to that tonight, and that's getting reconnected with God. Lord, I need you to infuse me with a greater love for my brethren. I need to be so connected with God, who is a God of love, that when I look on my brother that maybe has made a mess of things, I'm going to be there and say, brother, I love you. Can I help you? And it's not done from a critical perspective. It's not done from a perspective, I'm going to cut you off. But it's done from a motivation of, brother, I love you, and I want to restore you. I want to lift you up. Because that's what the Lord has done for me. He has done that for me when I needed a Savior, and He has done it for me since that time. So many different occasions when I was getting weak within myself, and I cried out to the Lord, Lord, I need some help tonight. And the Lord was faithful to seek after me and find me and renew me and encourage me and strengthen me. He's interested in you tonight. And He really does care. Because the Lord doesn't want any of us to perish tonight. The Lord doesn't want any of us to perish. You remember the story of the prodigal son? That's such a familiar passage. It's also in the 15th chapter of Luke. I would like us to take just a little bit of time. You know, the prodigal son ended up lost, didn't he? But I wonder tonight what happened before he left home. What was going on in his heart? What was going on? Because he probably went to his dad's church, if you'll give me that liberty tonight. He was raised with good standards. He was raised with a father that really did love him. He probably had a mother that really did care about him and was there for him. But yet something was going on in his mind and his heart to want to make him think that it was better outside. It was better out there. You know, he left home thinking it was better. Somewhere along the line, the prodigal son lost his vision of what home was all about. Somewhere along the line, he got disconnected with home. Young people tonight, I want to challenge you. You're in a dangerous place when you start feeling disconnected from your parents. Because when you start feeling disconnected from your parents, they're the ones that love you the most. They're the ones that have a vested interest in you. That's the time the enemy comes along and he tries to make you think it's better out here and mom and dad really don't understand. I want you young people to know something. As difficult as it might be to understand, I'm a parent now, teenagers. I was their age one time too. We do understand. And sometimes as parents, we may come across, and parents, give me some liberty here. In our good intentions, sometimes parents can come across a little bit, maybe it seems like they're being hard, but it's because they love and they know what's out there. And they're trying to spare you some heartache. And they're trying to spare you because they've been there. And they know what's out there, and they've seen the results of what's out there. So young people, if you feel, this is where we live, if you feel like my parents really don't understand, and they're just hard-nosed about this, and they won't let me do anything, and it just seems like they're just trying to keep me in, and I can't be who I really am. Young people, your parents are really trying to help you become who you really are in the Lord, who is the best person you can be. They are interested in your welfare. They want you to be successful. They want the Lord's blessings on your life. I want my children to be blessed in the things of life. But most importantly, I know the way they can be blessed the greatest is in Jesus Christ. And so when the father told the son, he said, "Son, you know, it's really not what it's cracked up to be out there. There's a lot of heartache out there." The prodigal son probably thought, "I really don't think Dad understands." Dad understood. But his perspective of reality became warped. He got disconnected. His perspective. And he viewed his father's house as a place of bondage. Let's bring it where we live. He began to see holiness and practices of godliness and righteousness. We can begin to see those as restrictive rather than liberating. We can begin to see those as binding rather than just having the freedom to be who we want to be. A warped perspective of reality. Because, folks, the world does not bring peace. Sin does not bring satisfaction. He saw the world as freedom, and he became disillusioned. Do you know, tonight, it's when people begin to get disconnected, oftentimes there's some disillusionment that's in their life. Things that maybe they don't understand. Things that maybe they're beginning to question. But tonight, if you feel that way, if it's any comfort to you, it's not strange to question. It's really not so strange for a young person to think mom and dad don't understand. That's pretty normal. But it's what you do with it. Folks, you need to stay connected. And as a body of people tonight, as some of God's people, it's important that we stay connected with God. Because the enemy is doing all that he can to cause people to get disillusioned. And causing them to think, well, this doesn't matter and that doesn't matter and these things really aren't that important. And they really are important. Because I've sat back and I've watched people who've taken that perspective of reality and I've watched the fruit that came out of their life, and it didn't happen overnight. The prodigal son left father's house. And you know, I think he did have some fun for a little bit. And you say, "Brother Michael, in sin?" Yes. Is that okay? He had some fun, and it was temporary. It was surface, though. It was the pleasure of the flesh that's instantaneous. It doesn't last very long. And you go to bed at night, and you're still unsatisfied, and so you need a little bit more because you aren't satisfied. But the end result is the pig pen. It's where the prodigal son ended up. When the temporary pleasure and fun that's out there is over, it wrecks people's lives. It leaves them lonely. It leaves them in heartache. It leaves them desolate, grasping at anything they can. It's why it's important tonight, before we leave Father's house, and we begin to realize, it seems like I'm getting this different vision or perspective of reality, we need to come to the Lord and say, "Lord, I need to be reconnected with You. Because I don't want to leave Father's house. I don't want to leave the place where I have found the peace and the security and the blessings in the past." So the answer is, "Lord, I'm just going to open up and say, Lord, I'm struggling. And there are some things today that I'm questioning and I don't understand." Do you know the Lord wants to give some divine revelations tonight to those that are struggling and don't understand really why we teach and practice holiness? It's because it's in God's Word. But if there are things in your life that it seems like you're just continually kicking up against mom and dad, or continually going against what you know the Lord has blessed among His people, and it just seems like I'm going a different direction, folks, it's a dangerous place tonight. Lord doesn't want us to be on the fringes of His blessings tonight. And that doesn't come about by you meeting my expectations tonight. It comes about by you getting in contact with God in such a way that this is real because of God in His Word. And then when you come and testify, it's not about people's expectations. It's about, I made contact with God. There's a connection, and it's real, and it's personal, and it's my choice because I love God. The song says, I searched and I searched the world over to fulfill my dreams. Help me out. What's the rest? To fulfill my soul. I came back from searching to find I was nowhere at all. But Lord, when I found you, my searching was, I knew that my searching was through. For the only real peace I have, dear Lord, is in you. Tonight, that's where real peace is. It's found in the Lord. It's found in the connection. So if you're disconnected tonight, if you're lost in sin, the Lord wants to reconnect with you. And if you're saved tonight and you're feeling isolated, and you're feeling lonely, and there's some disillusionments, and there are some hurts, the Lord wants to reconnect with you to enable you to go out victorious. When this young man came back to his father's house, the father said, "For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." And they began to be merry. I want to read a passage to you from the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel in the 34th chapter, verse 16. I know that the Lord was prophesying of the false prophets of Israel, speaking of a day that the true shepherd would come. He said, "I will seek that which was lost." He's going to go looking for it. "And I will bring again that which was driven away. And I will bind up that which was broken. And I will strengthen that which was sick. And I will destroy the fat and the strong, and I will feed them with judgment." Folks, the Lord is interested in reconnecting with the disconnected tonight. The Lord is interested in going after those that have lost their way. He said, "For those that are driven away." Do you know there are people tonight that actually have felt driven away? They have felt like that nobody wants me around. That is a trick of the enemy tonight. I want you here. God's people want you here. And when people begin to feel like nobody wants me around and I'm just being driven away, that is a lie from Satan tonight. To those that feel driven away, whether it is perceived or reality, the Lord wants to bring back those that are driven away. Jesus came to do that tonight. Is not that what the church of God is about? It's not about exclusive of we are it because we have a name on the door. It is those that have connected with God. And then they are bound together in a common love, in a common spirit, in a common faith. But the only way we can have that is if we connect with God Himself. There are times that people go away because they've been hurt, because of misunderstandings. Tonight, people are people. And there are going to be things that happen even amongst God's people. There are going to be some things that hurt us sometimes. There are going to be places of misunderstandings. There's going to be some places that maybe in a lack of wisdom, I didn't do it like I should have. I'm sorry. You see, but the important thing is, what are we going to do with the hurts that we have? What are we going to do with the disappointments when someone has let us down? How are we going to allow those things to dictate our choices? Are we going to allow what, and I know I brought this out, I believe right here a year or two ago maybe, but it's another area where the enemy causes us to be disconnected is when, Brother Philip, I think I used you an example last time, I'll use you again. If Brother Philip, and he hadn't done anything to me, but if I feel like Brother Philip didn't treat me right, pretty soon when I look at Brother Carl, well, he's pretty close to Brother Philip right there, and I start looking at him with suspicion. And then I start looking at all my brothers and sisters, and pretty soon it's the Guthrie congregation, and then it's all the saints. And they're just, and really, what are you talking about? Well, there was someone that, do you see how the enemy works tonight? Folks, I don't want to lose my soul over a hurt. I can't afford to lose my soul tonight over bitterness. I will lose it over bitterness, but there's healing to that, folks. And if you feel like you've been ostracized or driven away, folks, the devil has a way of making that real in our mind. But we need to come back to the Lord and say, Lord, I need some help here. I want you to bring back and bind up that which is broken. You know, Peter, Jesus looked on Peter and he said, Satan hath desired to have thee. And to sift thee as wheat. Tonight, Satan is desired to have all of us. And we're not normally going to wake up one morning and say, I think I'll backslide today. But it starts when we start being disconnected. I've been hurt. I've been misunderstood. I've been disappointed. Maybe I begin to lose my faith. And I begin to question, is this really the way we need to live? Has anybody else ever wondered that besides me? Do you know that's normal? That's not strange tonight. But do you know when you begin to let go, Brother Leslie brought some of this out this morning, when you begin to let go of your faith and your belief in the truths of this Word right here, it doesn't take long before it all just starts crumbling down. Before that happens, I want to encourage you tonight, bring those things to the Lord. And I believe the Lord can give you some divine personal revelations to give you something to stand on, to connect with you in a way through His truth that you can go out and be strong. He also said that He would strengthen that which was sick. Those that are weary tonight, hope you, my minister brother and sisters, will understand tonight. Do you know ministers get tired? I want to encourage each one of you in the car. Lord bless. Someone comes up and says, well, don't want you to get the big head. We appreciate that. Do you know how much other stuff the ministers do?
Yeah, that's right.
I want to encourage the congregations. I want to encourage you, support your pastors. Support the evangelists. Support the ministry. Love them and respect them and honor them for their work's sake. Because it can be discouraging and it can start feeling kind of lonely. And you wonder, like, is it doing any good Sunday after Sunday after Sunday? Is it doing any good? And it helps to know that someone is getting fed. Someone's getting some good from this. And it'll encourage your ministry to keep looking to the Lord to get food for your soul tonight. But there's a danger for ministers too. Ministers can start feeling disconnected. And it's dangerous. Because when we begin, if we start feeling isolated and we start going to our corner, that's what the enemy's trying to do, is get get us away from the flock, see? Get us away from where there's support and get us off by ourselves. And then slowly he can start to lead us away because I feel isolated, nobody cares anyway, and I'll do like I want to do it. It's a trap of the enemy. Pray for the ministry tonight, saints. Pray for those that are laboring, that we would be steadfast, that we would be unmovable, always abounding in the work of God. And I want to say that those things are not strange. It's not just the ministry. You can come to service. You can be working for God. You can be teaching Sunday school. You can be coming on Sundays and being quiet and start feeling isolated. Folks, if you start getting weary and tired, the Lord wants to come and reconnect with you. The Lord wants to renew and revive that which is weary tonight. And sometimes we'll be brief here. There are things that can cause phones to get disconnected. Interference on the line. You know, one of the reasons people start getting disconnected, and this is just another way the enemy works, is people can start getting disconnected with God because they're feeding on the wrong things. Feeding on the things that we can say, oh, I can still be saved and do that. And maybe you can. But if it starts to disconnect, if you don't have that fire burning in your soul when you're listening to it, and when you're going there, and when you're watching that, and when you're doing that, don't criticize the ministry that says beware, because it's caused too many people's lives to get disconnected from God, and they ended up lost down the road. We need to be connected tonight. Young people, when mom and dad, and you hear the preachers and the Sunday school teachers, and they say, well, be careful. You say, oh, they're back to the same, you know, same, what is it, same song, different tune, or same tune, different song, whatever it is. Okay, different verse. It's the same thing. It's just the same thing over and over. It's because it's real tonight. Things of the world, love of the world, the filth of the world, it will cause you to get disconnected with God. And there's an answer tonight. Lord, I'm struggling and I don't feel the connection I once did. Evaluate your life. Evaluate what your choices. Evaluate where you've been going. Evaluate your attitudes and your affections. Evaluate the things you have chosen to be feeding on. You let go of those things that are borderline, questionable. You let go of those things that you know that it's really not the best, but you convinced yourself you can still be saved. Let go of it and see what happens. Amen. You want to find greater power with God? You want to find greater connection? Try it tonight. Because it works. And when you're connected with God, anything that you give up for God, He will well repay you with something better tonight. I am thankful tonight that the light of God illuminates our way. And I would that if there be any darkness here tonight, that the Spirit of the Lord would illuminate to you the needs of your soul. If you're tired tonight, if you're weary, if you're hurt, if you're offended, if you're bitter, if you're lost in sin, and you've already left home, the Father's still there waiting. And He's still there to receive. And He's there to bind up. And He's there to renew and to restore. And He's there with open arms. Scripture says, casting all your care on Him. Why? Because He careth for you. Tonight, the Lord cares for each and every one of us this evening. And He wants to be connected with you. May God bless you.